If you'll turn with me to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We're going to read verse 25 through 34. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. That's frustrating, isn't it? You have a problem, you have an issue, and it seems like no matter what you do, it just gets worse and worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I hope there's some apostolics today that are realizing if I can just get a hold of Jesus, my problems that I've had, my issues that I've had will be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Let me put it to you this way. Jesus, immediately knowing, turned around in the crowd. They were pressed against him and said, who touched me? And his disciples said unto him, this is what you're thinking right now, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. Let me tell you something, folks. You get a hold of God, he's going to take notice of you. If you want to get a hold of God today, he's going to take notice of you. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she knew God touched her, and came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. God, this has been my problem. This has been what's been plaguing me for years. God, I don't know what else to do. I've spent all that I've ever made just to be whole. And he said unto her, daughter, it's not your problem that I'm worried about. It's thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I want to speak to you today. Issues are dealt with when your failure forgets. Issues are dealt with when your failure forgets. Lord, right now, thank you, God, for what we're feeling in this house today. Thank you, God. I pray that you just anoint your servant to speak your word. God, I pray that you'll speak to every heart here, that we'll leave different than when we came. God, I pray right now that you'll touch each one. I pray in Jesus' name. You can be seated. Have you ever been really sick? Most of us could probably answer yes to that. And the woman with this issue of blood, folks, the problem, think about this, went on, the Bible says, for 12 years. It not only continued, it got worse. I can't imagine that. But folks, we all, hear me, we all have issues. And I ask you to think for yourself today, what is your issue or issues? We all have issues, and some of us have big issues, and others have small issues, but it can be certain that we all have issues. Some of us have come to realize that we have issues while others are still trying to figure out what's wrong with everyone else in the world. Issues, whether they're physical, whether they're spiritual, whether they're emotional, whether they're financial, or whether relational, this certain woman has a certain issue. This is not your normal, ignorable issue either, folks. You just can't ignore this. You have to do something about it or everybody else will see. Okay? She had an issue of blood. She was leaking blood. It was not ignorable. And sometimes we have issues that are insignificant enough. If we don't bother them, they won't bother us. But this was not the type of issue. Dealing with blood was tedious and it was time-taking. It restricted her travel. She was in no way able to live life to the fullest because she was limited by her nasty issue that she was forced to bear. You see, the issue had been with the woman for 12 years. And when a person deals with something that long, they can get the idea that they would rather go ahead and just live with the issue than to continue to search and spend on ways to solve the problem. But the Bible says that she went to the doctors, and it said that she spent all that she had going to doctors, and she was no better for it. This was a lady of sustenance, and she obviously was not poor because she would not have been able to see any doctor if she did not have any way to compensate them for their services. The woman had to be a little disheartened about the fact that she had tried so hard to solve her problem, yet she could not see any healing. With all of her efforts, her condition only got worse. Am I talking to somebody here today? Come on. How often do we try to fix our own problems and issues in our own life, and it seems like it only gets worse when all we had to do was go to Jesus? Because sometimes we're just too stubborn and think, I don't need it. I'll pray for everybody else. But our own problems get worse, don't they? Now, I'm sure that the woman considered the thought of giving up on the issue and trying to live with the issue as if it was supposed to be like this. You see, it was possible for this woman to lead any type of normal life with this issue because since the woman had an issue of blood, society looked at her as if she was unclean. In Leviticus chapter 15, 25 through 27, when a woman has a discharge of blood for many days at a time other than her monthly period, or has discharge that continues beyond her period, she will be unclean as long as she has the discharge, just as in the days of her period. Any bed she lies on while her discharge continues will be unclean, as is her bed during her monthly period. And anything she sits on will be unclean as during her period. Whoever touches them, hear me folks, whoever touches them while will be unclean, must wash his clothes and bathe with water, and he will be unclean till evening. What a life. Leviticus 15:31. You must keep the Israelites separate from things that make them unclean, so they will not die in their uncleanness, for defying my dwelling place, which is among them. Think about this. 12 years she lived like this. 12 years. And since she was unclean, folks, she should have been prohibited from being around, let alone touching anybody. Even if she did touch someone then, she should never have touched any man. Folks, all of us, hear me today, all of us at one time or another in our life faced the harsh reality of failure. Whether it is your first step as a child, your first attempt to drive a vehicle, or something that you continually have problems with, such as balancing a checkbook, whatever it may be, everyone has faced failure. An old quote says this: if you never stub your toe, you're probably standing still. You see, spiritually speaking, maybe you struggle with falling or failing on a consistent basis. Maybe you've failed so many times that you've lost count. Folks, I know there are a multitude of books and quotations that I could draw from about overcoming adversity and failure. But I want today, I want to draw from the pages of the Word of God. And I want you to let this story and other stories that you can read in the Bible to show you what can happen in your life when your failure forgets. Jesus was on his way to heal the daughter of Jairus, and this woman had the odds stacked against her to begin with, folks. At the time, she understands something. Jesus was going to heal Jairus' daughter. She was not the object of Jesus' attention at that moment. Jesus was not on his way to take care of her problem. Jesus was on his way to take care of Jairus' daughter. And folks, understand me right now. Sometimes it is necessary for us to get Jesus' attention, amen, even when it seems like he is busy with everything else and everyone else. I said seems like. You see, in Matthew 8, we read where one leper came and worshiped Jesus while the multitude simply followed him. See, folks, many people followed Jesus, and many people thronged him. Amen. This woman with the issue of blood faced the battle of fighting a crowd who undoubtedly knew about her affliction. One of the most difficult battles to do is to face down those who know how often you have failed. I'll say it again. I said one of the most difficult battles to deal with is to face down those that are around you who know how many times you have failed. Why should I try again? They know what a failure I am. Come on, folks, I want you to understand something right now. Hallelujah. Your pastor loves you, and your pastor believes in you, and I know you can do whatever God intends for you to do if you'll just say, God, help me. And if you refuse to stay down, then get back up and say, I'm going to live for God. Come on, hallelujah. You're looking at somebody that lived with it and dealt with it, and I still deal with sometimes, but I know that if you avail yourself to God, he will use you, and I thank God for a God that loves me no matter what I've failed. But when failure forgets the multitude, we can reach out and we can touch Jesus. Come on. Tell your failure to forget the multitude. You see, this woman with the issue of blood definitely had issues. And issues seem to be one of the catchwords throughout this, issues. But it doesn't matter whatever you call it. You can call it an issue. You can call it a problem. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter today. It does not matter. Problems are still problems, and failures are still failures. And she was, by law, unclean. By law. If you study the law in Leviticus, this woman was considered unclean. She was impure. She was unholy all the days of her issues. Let me tell you something. The devil wants you to use the law to beat you up. For 12 long years, this woman had been separated from everything that was close to her, trying desperately to find a cure. Come on, folks. You've been there? It just seems like you're afraid to have any kind of relationship because you've made such a mess of everything because of your issues. And it seems like all the people that should love you, you had a distance from them. She was that way. She was trying desperately as she had this issue, as she was separated from everything that was close to her. She was trying so desperately to find a cure. She was unable to come in contact with anything or anyone because anything that she touched or anything that she sat on or anything that she laid on became polluted because of her issue of blood. Folks, understand something today. Sin is, by its very nature, does the same way spiritually in our lives. God, right now, have your way. You see, folks, sin leaves us unclean. Sin leaves us impure. It leaves us unable to be cleansed by anything that we come in contact with. We are alienated from those around us and from the very presence of God because of the uncleanness of our spirit. What a societal failure this woman had become, folks. You see, she had suffered many things of many physicians, the Bible said, undoubtedly by traveling from one doctor to another doctor. This woman's story, folks, became widely known, and hence her issue was known to all those that are around her. Nothing could help her. Her only resource, after spending all that she had, was to simply accept the fact that she was doomed to die in a state of uncleanness. What a physical failure this lady was. She had spent all that she had. Not only is she not getting any better, now she's out of options, and she's getting worse. No doctor is going to see her. Her reputation was widespread. She was incurable, and now she's broke. What a financial failure she is now. You see, folks, hear me today. When failure forgets all of these things, everything changes. When failure forgets all of these things, someone once said, failure is an invitation to have recourse to God. You know, 1 Peter 5 says, casting all of your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. You see, folks, things start happening when failure forgets. Hallelujah. When failure forgets, you start trying again. When failure forgets, you look into a new direction for the solution to your problem. When failure forgets, folks, you start trying to get to Jesus. What happened in this woman's life was when failure forgot. See, when failure forgets, she was unclean. She broke tradition and touched his purity. When failure forgot that she was an outcast from society, she pushed through the crowd that knew about her past. Amen. Folks, when failure forgot that she had tried everything, yet nothing had worked, she reached out yet again and found the answers. Hallelujah. When failure forgot, she was in financial ruin, that she had nothing which to buy her healing. She found her healing at the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you today, folks. You see, we all have faced failure in one sort of another. And I believe I can safely say that we've all failed God at one time or another. The secret to living for God is to never fail, but to forget those failures in our lives. You see, when failure forgets, you can put your past behind you. When failure forgets, you can break the rules and push through the crowd. When failure forgets, you can't. God says, I can. Matthew 19:26, but Jesus beheld them and said, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Stand with me today. A man by the name of Erwin Lutzer said this: those who have failed miserably are often the first to see God's formula for success. Folks, this is what happens when failure forgets. Paul talked about pleading sometimes, and I plead with you today to let failure forget. Failure will haunt you, and the devil will throw it in your face every time. You see, right now, because we're calling you to let God touch you, the devil's reminding you of your failures. And I'm asking you right now to put it aside and to make yourself push through all those failures, just like that crowd this woman was going through. She said, I got to get to Jesus. I don't care about this failure. Get out of my way, failure. Move out of my way, failure. And all those failures are just going to be pushing around you. They're going to say, no, you can't go up there. You can't go up and talk to Jesus because you're a failure. And I'm saying right now, folks, it's time to put those failures aside and push him out of the way and say, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Come on, folks. God wants to use you today. Will you push aside those failures and come before God right now? Come on, push aside those failures. Come on, folks. Come to this altar. Make your way to this altar and say, God, I want to be used of you today.